All right, here is today. Today is November 6th, 2022. Absolutely gorgeous day. Spent the day outside, November 6th, 2022, in just outside the capital here in Canada, and it was balmy. My wife and I did our annual ritual. We put the Christmas lights up. We don't light them until December, but we enjoy doing it when we can find a warm day, and today was 20 degrees. And I want to talk today about functional training and why to work out. People think about functional training as being able to go out and run and jog and lift weights and do all these different things. I have a bit of a different twist on it. I just want to be able to do the things that I actually need to do on a daily basis, not every day, but whenever I need to do it. And today made me think about that when I was outside. Spend a day outside. So I just want to tell you about my day, and as I'm a few days away from being 64 years old, just thinking that I'm grateful for health and the ability to do the things I did. So I woke up at, I don't know if it was 5 or 6 this morning, because of the time change here in Canada this morning, so it's a little confusing, but got up early. I'm going to try to go through things here. Did some work on a financial plan. I still do financial planning on a fee-based basis. Early on, got ready for my clients that I had today. I trained 3 different clients. Did the work on their spreadsheets, set up the weights on the machines, did all these things. Set up 3 different clients. In between there, on Sunday morning, I like to make breakfast for my wife. So we made breakfast and enjoyed breakfast together. Then after training various people, we went out and put up Christmas lights. So putting up Christmas lights involves carrying ladders around all over the house. I'm scared of heights, so basically putting up lights means the first floor eavesdrops. Anything more than that, and I'm out of it. So we did that in about an hour and a half. When we finished that, then there were some gutters to clean, so we more carrying ladders and gutters to clean out the gutters. And then afterwards, when all those leaves were down, then off with the leaf blower and cleaned out the rest of the yard with the leaf blower. That was about 45 minutes work. And then tomorrow, Mark's got an appointment to get winter tires on. So then it was back to the barn to load up 4 tires and rims into the back of the truck. Also went to, of course, pick up the blower and the extension cords, do all that stuff and put it away. I have some ducks to care for, 3 ducks. So also another thing I had to do is do my daily chores with that. We live here on 8 acres in a beautiful little spot. It's a modest home, nothing fancy, but we love it. My sweetheart makes a house a home and makes it wonderful all the time. And then after doing the ducks, putting away the leaf blower, also today is garbage day, which means I had to carry probably a 40-pound thing of organics and garbage down our 80-yard driveway and back. Then I came in and did a bit of practice, tried to get practice on my daily guitar. And now my other thing is I committed to doing one of these, either doing a blog post like this every day, or booking a podcast or doing a podcast. So today, in order to meet that, I did that. So bottom line is, it's about 5 o'clock here and I've been going since 6 o'clock this morning. I'm tired. I had lots of fresh air, lots of exercise. I'm going to sleep good tonight. But that's the sort of reason that I want to be able to work out, and why I do what I do is to be able to do things, hopefully, for as many years as I can. So that's what I think of as functional training. So hopefully this wasn't too much of a rambling on. But thank you for anybody who watched till the end. Subscribing is very appreciated, and sharing as well. Bye for now.